Welcome to another episode of Fit to Teach, where every week we provide evidence-based health and wellness information to support teachers and school employees on their wellness journey. My name is Kyle Favenbach. I'm an associate professor of health and human performance at Eastern Oregon University and director of the EOU Lab for Exercise Assessment and Performance, which we call LEAP. I'm joined by LEAP intern Nathan Marshall. What's up, Nathan?
What's up, Kyle?
For Fit to Teach each week, we provide a summary of a research paper, a research topic, and provide insights into some aspect of health and wellness. We also suggest an achievable action item that teachers and staff can focus on for the week. The goal is that by trying these activities throughout each week, that healthy habits will accumulate and you can find out what health and wellness activities are a good fit for you. So let's get into it. All right, Nathan. You were just commenting that it's been a while since just been you and I.
It's been a while.
Feel like we haven't talked about your mom's fitness routine.
Yeah, both my parents are doing light resistance training together.
This is like putting into action
exactly
the very things that we have been talking about.
Yeah,
get some aerobic.
Exactly.
Get some light exercise. Get some fitness training in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been walking that walk the last couple of weeks. I got 2 days of strength training in last week, 2 days this week, a couple of days of core, and then I've been quite sick. And now you're sick.
Yes.
Hopefully you didn't get it from me. We didn't spend that much time together. No. And everybody we know is sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bad one. For both. Well, for Kyle, worse than me, it sounds like. But I'm still like.
Yeah, but you're like young and strong. I'm old and washed up. And so I'm properly medicated at this point now, though. So I think I'm on the back end of it, which is good.
Three weeks later.
It's been like 3 weeks, dude, where I'd like had to like really, really dig deep to get out of bed and get things done. Yeah. Last week was the hardest. So last week I managed to walk. I walked every day somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour. I lifted twice. Did core twice and sauna'd Monday through Friday. It was a pretty big effort though.
Did you do 25 minutes of sauna?
20 to 25. I can't always make it 25.
So you're heat adapted right now?
I would say yes. Yeah, heat adapted. It's great.
No point in the grand right now.
Seriously, it's like don't pay. Yeah, so I think, you know, I want to take a few minutes today. So this will post the Monday before LeGrand spring break. And then we will be off for the week of LeGrand spring break.
Is that a week ahead of our spring break? Or you mean next week is their spring break?
I think that... Does it line up with EOU?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it might be, actually.
So then this is going on spring break week.
Yeah, so let's post that of Friday before spring break.
So this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so we're recording this on a Tuesday. We'll post it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to just kind of like, one, I thought we'd share a little bit about like what we're going to do over spring break and how we're going to try and take care of ourselves. And then two, encourage people to kind of use this as a way to reset and do what you have to do. I think sometimes we get a little too ambitious around breaks where it's like, okay, now there's a break and I'm gonna like make up for all the lost time and working out, or this is when I'm going to get on a routine, or this is when I'm going to start eating well. And I guess like for me, it's actually a lot easier to do that when I'm in the routine of a work routine and of a day to day. And it's harder to do that. You're like trying to create discipline during the time when you want to be resting and recovering and taking a break. So I think, yeah, you want to like get out, make it your goal to get some movement every day. I think a really good goal is to get as much sleep as possible when you have breaks and you're not forced to be on such a strict schedule. And then what you're really trying to do is not be exhausted. You know, I've heard people joke like, I need a vacation from the vacation because they just go so hard on vacation. And it's like, don't do that. Just find a way to like chill guilt-free and get ready for this final push.
For sure.
I don't know. What are you doing? You got some big plans.
Yeah, so we're going to Florida. The point of the trip is to see my sports idol, Messi, play before he retires. So if you guys like soccer, that's obviously know what I'm talking about. And then also just sun. Like literally that was the other reason is because I need to be like I just need to be on the beach. And like we've talked a little, I think we've talked a little bit like vitamin D.
Course.
And like kind of weather, especially in the Grand, like I have a hard time sometimes being
Yes.
here, especially like,
Yeah, but you're from Seattle. Like, Seattle is not.
yeah, but I'm kind of spoiled like in that, like I haven't been there in a long time. So I've kind of forgotten what it's like, but now
Yeah.
it's also like with Grand weather, I just don't like it. Like I like it way less.
Then Seattle.
Like I was running today and I'm just getting peltered with like snow and like wind. And then like it's sunny 30 seconds. And I was like, all right, like, come on. Like
It's like the middle of March,
I know.
dude.
Like the Grand's weather is crazy. I mean, and I love the snow, and obviously like the snow here is great, especially for like skiing and everything. And like it's nice every once in a while, but I've kind of grown to like almost like resent it a little bit, especially like playing soccer. Like the
Yes.
snow's always been like it's no longer a good thing.
The sports are not like, I feel so bad for the sports folks around this because like I'm driving past like the baseball field and the softball field. Baseball is a warm weather sport, like point blank. And when you know, they were supposed to play these games here last weekend. And it was super nice on Thursday, and everyone's fired up, and they were giving away like EOU blankets, and they were going to tailgate before the game and do all these different things for the baseball team. And we wake up Friday morning, it's just dumping snow and it's freezing cold. And they had to move the game to Hermiston over on the other side of the mountain just to like have weather that was good enough to like play a baseball game.
So what like constitutes? Because I feel like the cancel the game's pretty like they're pretty quick to cancel,
Really?
not like quick to cancel, but
Have
like
you ever had a game canceled?
no,
No. Are you
I mean
thinking
for
baseball?
baseball.
No. It was fighting it, man.
We're going through it.
Bronchial inflammation. So I get that LeGrand has crazy weather. It's definitely a challenge. One of the cool when before I moved to LeGrand, well, I lived in LA and I did not like living in LA, but the one thing that I never got sick of was how nice it was there every day. Every single day. It was,
Even in the winter?
yes. Well, so there was one year it was the wettest winter that LA had ever had. I think it was around, I think that might have been 2010. And it actually rained a lot, which is like that place is hilarious when it rains. It's like people don't know like how to react. They like we got to come into work late if it rained. We because like people were like, it's fine not to come to work if it rains because it's like too dangerous to drive and stuff. We're just talking about some rain. Yeah, so the one year I was there, it was really wet in the wintertime, but like I'd say 95% of the time there, it is like, and I live by the beach, so it never got too hot and it never got too cold. So the majority of the time, you just wake up and it's 75 degrees and sunny and beautiful every single day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Everything else about that place sucks. And then in Colorado, what was cool about it is that the Front Range of Colorado ha actually has more sunny days than San Diego.
It's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, the snow is up in the mountains. And yeah, it's a little bit of a hike to get up there and access it. But for the most part, like, the weather's like very temperate and very nice there. So this place is a challenge for sure.
For sure.
Okay.
It's yeah. Takes a lot out of you.
Takes a lot out of you. Okay. So you're going to Florida, you're gonna hit the beach, you're gonna get some sunshine,
Yeah.
get some humidity.
Yes.
Think that's good for you.
Yeah. Should probably I should start doing my sauna now.
See a
Get heated.
soccer.
Get
You
heat
need to
adapted.
be. You should be heat adapted. Get some soccer in. Maybe catch a baseball game.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool. I think
Yeah.
it's cool that you're getting to enjoy yourself like that.
Yeah. It's like there's a couple things like I've been thinking about with this break is like I feel like this is kind of the first break where I'm like an adult. I'm like I'm going on a vacation like on my own and like it's
Awesome.
like I'm paying for it. I earned it because it's always been like all every vacation I've ever had has been like my parents and like you know and it's not really been the fruit of my labor is the best way to put it, but this kind of is, and I think like it's going to help me be super rewarded. And then also too, like I was just thinking about this is like I'm in the middle of finals right now, and it's kind of one of those things where it's like every day you wake up and you're just like I want the finals to be over. And then you submit your last final and you have like those like couple minutes of like, oh my God, I'm done. You know, I finished another quarter. And then that feeling fades. So one thing like I'm trying to do is like be present in that. Like once I finish my finals, like I'm gonna enjoy that and like savor ha not having to do school like the entire time on break. And so like I'm bringing this up because for you guys who are on break, and I don't know, you know, a lot of people are probably gonna be end up working on break, but like be present in the moment in that like you have less stuff to do and just enjoy that. And I think that's like one thing that I've always struggled with is like once I finish something, I move on to the next thing and don't really enjoy that I finish
I
it.
see.
You know what I'm saying?
So like I think this is actually really important. Like and this is a major goal because I have so many plates spinning right now. And I'll spare you the details, but there's so much going on. And so I'm going to the South as well. My mom lives in Georgia. She lives in this really beautiful place called Jekyll Island, Georgia. Her and my dad retired there. My dad passed away a couple of years ago, so now it's just my mom. And so we're going down there. And to your point, a big goal of mine is to like just recover and relax and not feel guilty about it. And that's going to be the part that's, I think, going to be the hardest for me because like I don't do well being idle.
Are you
But
gonna work?
I will have to a little bit. I mean, I have to get classes ready, but I'm only teaching one class in the spring, which is really nice. I'm coming off a term where I taught four college classes, each with 20 or more students. It was crazy. So I'll do some stuff with the athletes that I work with. They have indoor world championships in China while I'll be down there. So I'll have to be in touch with them for that. There's some other big races coming up. There's mountain bike season starting, triathlon season starting. My kids' baseball is starting. There's kind of a lot to do, but it won't be too much. I'll definitely have, but one of the things that happens to me a lot on vacation is that like I'll go and I have this perception of like needing to do something like every second that I'm there because I don't always get the chance to be there. So it's not what you're describing, I think would be way healthier for me in this situation, which is to just like enjoy the fact that I don't have as much to do and I can like sleep in and I can do all this stuff. Whereas like normally if I'm on vacation and I sleep in, I'm like, you're just wasting your, that sort of thing. And this place is really cool. There's lots of fun stuff to do. Like there's awesome fishing, there's amazing beaches. It's next to like a pretty cool town that has very cool, like old town sort of like shopping and restaurants and things like that. There's good food, there's good. And you just think like every time you're just kind of like sitting down, you think like, oh man, you could be like taking the kids to mini golf, or you should be at the beach, or you should be like enjoying the things we don't have in Le Grand. And like my goal is to not put pressure on myself to have like any sort of expectation.
Yeah, that's fair. That's important.
I think it is, but it's really hard to like.
It's so much easier said than done, though.
It's so much easier said than done, because it's like, oh man, you were here for 10 days, you didn't go fishing, or you didn't do this, or you didn't catch fish, or you didn't do that, or like, it's really they have a bike path that goes all the way around the island. And so we usually try and ride that at least once a trip, like ride the entire length of the island. It's
That's
about
awesome. Yeah.
25 miles. And and usually I'm pulling a kid when I go and do that, like on the tandem bike. And like, so yeah, my goal is to like sleep as much as I want, chill as much as I want, and get a workout every day. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I think I have that. I mean, I have that problem in other, like, not just vacation. Like, if it's Sunday and, like, all I do is homework, and, like, usually Sunday is, like, my rest day, so I don't work out. And, like, it's like becomes like 6 o'clock and I haven't left the house. I'm like, this was a waste of a day.
Exactly.
Even though I know, like, obviously it's important. Like,
Yeah.
it's important to have days like that. But I think
Totally.
I struggle with that too. And just being like, just being content, just doing nothing. It's so hard for
It's
me.
so hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess for those of you that struggle with this as well, or even, really try and take this next week as an opportunity to unplug and do what you need to do to kind of relax and recharge for the home stretch.
Yeah.
I really like, there's a story about Steve Kerr, the basketball coach for the Golden State Warriors. And he one of the things one of the reasons why players really like playing with him is because of the trust that he instills in the players. Sorry, not that he instills, the trust that he has in the players. And I remember seeing an interview with some Golden State Warriors shortly after he joined the team. And they were basically saying, like, I just really like how he treats us as humans and not as this power difference, like, I'm the coach, it's my way or the highway sort of thing. So when there were days off, for example, he would give them, or when there were practice days, he would give them the example, and he would say, "Hey, you guys are professionals. You know your bodies. You know what you need. Some of you need to get shots up. Some of you need to do these other things. Some of you just need to sleep and get treatment and take care of your bodies because this is a long season." And there was like absolutely no judgment based on what people decided to do. And I just like that thought was so freeing to me,
Yeah.
especially from the like the yin and the yang inside my own head, which is like, if you do nothing, like you've quote unquote wasted things, versus this real understanding that I am not an unmotivated person. So when I execute nothing, it actually probably means I needed that rest.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've never heard that story, but it's all, I mean, we think of professional athletes and like they never get, I mean, especially NBA players in like 72 game seasons, it's like
82.
80, oh yeah,
Yeah.
82. And it's like they never get rest. It's crazy.
It's
But
crazy.
like, yeah.
And when they do have days off, it's like you're a pro athlete. You're supposed to practice. Everybody has to practice. Everybody has to go to lifts. Everybody has to do these things. Like, that's kind of the way they treat college kids. Like, you always have to be everywhere. And it's unacceptable if you were to come to your coach and be like, "Hey, I'm really tired. I've had a lot of school work. I think it's best for my body to like take a step back today." And be like, "Well, then you're not playing this weekend if you can't practice with the team, And there's no. And that puts like so much pressure and stress on people.
That's fair. Yeah, no, it's
And so I think, you all, especially those of you that have been tracking this sort of podcast and hearing about this journey and instilling some of these habits. And one of the cool things about taking care of yourself every day, whether that's like mindfulness, whether that's sauna, whether that's stretching, whether that's yoga, whether that's running, whether that's lifting, all the different things that we've talked about are ways to take care of yourself. One of the things about implementing that on a day-to-day basis is you get an opportunity to check in with how you feel. And one of the things that like I struggle with, but I would encourage you all to kind of like is trust that feeling. Like,
Yeah.
don't get mad at yourself on the day that you're tired. Just acknowledge that you're tired, and it's probably for a reason. You need to back off.
Yeah, I'm awful at that, especially when I'm sick. It's like I almost like refuse to believe that I'm sick.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, I'm still gonna do everything I would do and then just make myself 10 times worse. So I'm trying to, that's something that's for me, that's the biggest thing
Yeah.
that I have to figure out.
Right.
I also too, like I just thought of something. So my mom was telling me how she's figuring out kind of how she wants to bump up her physical activity. She wants to kind of take a step up. So she decided to like start doing like more interval walking. So she's doing like part of her walk slow and then the rest of her walk fast. And I think that was kind of like, it was a big leap for her. It was like, 'cause she's been walking for years and it's always been the same. But like, you know, one thing we've emphasized is like, you need different stimuli.
Variability, yes.
Yes, right. So walking fast is that part of that variability. And that just made me think. So if you got, I mean, break's a good opportunity. So if you guys are kind of facing something in your fitness journey where you're daunted or you've been kind of stressed out and you haven't really been felt comfortable doing it, now is kind of a good opportunity to not like push yourself super hard. We're not trying to emphasize that, but like take that leap, you know, walk a little
Do
faster.
something variable.
Yeah. Run a little faster, stretch a little more, something like that.
Go to the weight room.
Exactly.
Go to the, like, take advantage of the little bit of extra time you have.
Exactly.
'Cause if you experience that and you break down those perceived barriers that are required to kind of get you over the hill to do something, when busy life starts back up, it will seem less daunting, potentially. Because you know what it entails. It's not a full new experience along with all these other things you're trying to like
Yeah, for
deal
sure.
with.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I think that, like, you know, like we lock in this week, get as much rest as we need, get ready for the spring push. The spring term is always really crazy. Post spring break is always crazy. It's a sprint or stumble to the finish line, however you want to put it. And then there's like this sense of needing a certain amount of summer break to sort of reset. And then you sort of build back up and get ready for another year. And I think that the more my goal this spring is to take care of myself so that by the end of spring term, I don't have to spend as much time this summer getting back to baseline. I'd like to kind of be ready to add some things this summer. So,
Any examples?
well, I mean, you know, like 2 years ago, I had a concussion, or I guess it was just like a year and a half ago, I had a concussion, and it's really like limited my ability to like ride my bike and do some other things like that. So, like ramping that volume back up.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
So, like, I really want to be in a good place this spring so that I can like hit the ground running with that when the summer starts, as opposed to needing several weeks in the summer to feel recovered from the spring and then start to try and like build up and add stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. That's fair.
So I think like get your rest this week, try one or two new things, don't feel guilty about doing nothing. Get ready for this final push and sort of get mentally prepared to have a great spring so that you can carry that momentum into the summer.
For sure.
Okay, cool. So this is going to go up on Friday. You guys have a great spring break. We're going to be traveling and trying to enjoy ourselves. And then we'll record and post something the week after spring break.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All
Have a
right,
great spring
thanks.
break.
Okay, you too. Travel safe. Bye.